From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Last EarthDate, we talked about the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which completely covered Pompeii in ash. Within a century, the city was forgotten. Until the 1500s, when an architect dug into a room. It had once been a brothel with explicit frescoes on the wall. Considering them inappropriate, he buried them again. In the 1700s, artifacts were discovered in a vineyard in the volcanic soil above the buried city. So began 250 years of excavation. In the 1800s, archaeologists discovered strange voids in the pumice. They realized they once contained bodies, frozen in their final positions, and filled them with plaster to cast the human forms. The city, too, had been frozen in time, yielding a stunning account of Roman civil life. Pompeii had busy avenues, a marketplace, courts and municipal buildings, and a water supply system. It had architects and engineers, carpenters and jewelers, innkeepers, shopkeepers, and over 200 bars and restaurants. In some, food was even preserved, including bread from more than 30 bakeries. Pompeii even had a 20,000-seat gladiator arena for local and regional spectators. And with temples for Greek and Egyptian gods and ads in Hebrew on walls, it seems Pompeii drew travelers from far and wide. A shame it was destroyed, yet fortunate it was so well preserved. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Fund. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.